Now let me move on here. Oh, they're going to say I'm in politics today. Verse 4, yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coasts of Philistia? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? You've gone past the time. Now, you couldn't turn to me sincerely. Because ye have taken my silver, my gold, and have carried into your temples my precious things, the children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. You see, even at this time, the children of Israel were being sold into slavery. And this was before Rome had come to power. Verse 7, behold, I will raise them out of the place to which ye have sold them, and I will return your recompense upon your own head, and I will sell your sons, your daughters, into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the man of Sheba, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. And God's judgment on Tyre and Sidon, which we have seen back in Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah, for that matter, these prophecies concerning Tyre and Sidon were literally fulfilled. Now listen to this, verse 9. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Now, somebody says, well, I thought the Bible said that you're to beat your swords into plowshares. It does, but not yet. It says it when the kingdom is established on the earth. When Christ is ruling, get ready your swords. But until then, you better keep your ammunition dry. And you better be prepared. And I don't buy this that we are to get rid of guns today. And I think we need to protect our homes and protect our loved ones and protect our nation. You and I are living in a big, bad world where there are a lot of wild animals that are loose today. They're human beings. They're two-legged, but they're mean. They're ferocious. They'll destroy you today. And there are nations that are like that. In fact, that's the way God describes nations. Calls one a lion, another a bear, another a panther, and another a nondescript beast. Believe me, friends, the nations of the world are like wild beasts. And we need to keep a few atomic bombs today. I don't buy all this peace move just by saying peace, peace. Because Paul said the day they're going to say peace, peace, then that's the day sudden destruction will come upon us. And I think we're going to have our teeth jarred out one of these days by the falling of a bomb, and we won't be able to retaliate because we have too many soft-hearted and soft-headed leaders today. Now, blame me for talking politics. And they've got that on the United Nations today. The passage in Isaiah, beat your swords into plowshares. I think they ought to put this verse up there. Beat your plowshares into swords. Be prepared. You're in a bad, bad world. Now it says, let the nations be wakened and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. Now, the Lord Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 that he'd be there to judge them. And they're going to be judged according to the way that they have treated his people. Somebody says, are they peculiar? No. Are they better? No. Why? Well, because when the church is removed, that 144,000 are going to be the only witnesses that are upon this earth. And this idea of saying, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, he says, I'll reward you. And a great many people think that excuses them for putting a dime or 25 cents in the collection plate because it's a little bit more expensive than a cup of cold water. However, water's costing quite a bit in Southern California these days. Now, may I say to you, in that day, it would cost you your life to give a cup of cold water to one of the 144,000 that was witnessing for Christ throughout the world. Now, this is the picture that he's giving here.